Under these conditions, a successful uprising would never be able to take place here. Natalia and Lawrence were allowed into the city as members of the diplomatic corps without much question, while Holmes and I, as allied investigators, were also given unhindered access. I accompanied the British envoy to the Anglican mission at Christchurch to check on Szilas' children, while Holmes obtained an audience with the Ottoman governor. It took over 3 hours for us to meet again. I was surprised but also relieved when Holmes appeared with Miriam on his side, who had apparently been released. Overjoyed, she embraced her children again. "It's over," announced Holmes, who seemed exhausted. "After consultation with the Sublime Porte, the Mutasarrif has agreed to withdraw the army and start negotiations. They are ready to discuss the Palestinian autonomy, and the well-known members of the Zealot Popular Front will be granted amnesty. Reason has triumphed." "Reason?" I repeated skeptically. "Say, Holmes, how did you do that?" My friend smiled contentedly and said, "Ibrahim Haki is not a stupid man. He knows what is to be lost here, and he knows that Jerusalem cannot be ruled by the sword. In this respect, he was soon open to a peaceful solution." "That's all?" I asked. Holmes hesitated for a moment, then added, "Well, maybe I also told him that otherwise, in the Negev Desert, an army of hundreds of thousands of well-armed insurgents would be ready to attack Jerusalem, to which the Ottoman troops could easily succumb."